Welcome to the Lamplighters Theater presentation of the story of Jonah. Do you know this story? Do you think the main character is a whale? Well, consider for a moment. Do you know what a myth is? A myth is a traditional story that some really enjoy telling to their children, but they don't really believe it themselves. Christianity has told the story of Jonah for many years, with colorful pictures of the myth, with the emphasis always on being swallowed by an unbelievable big fish. We think there's something much more important that is going on in this story. Listen and see what you can hear.
Oh, V, I can't stand it any longer. Every story I hear tells of more despicable deeds. The Assyrians are so wicked. They have no mercy on anyone.
Jonah, calm down. I know that you grieve for the people they harm, but what can you do about it?
Don't you understand? They don't just fight and kill their enemies. They torture whole captured armies who can't do anything to defend themselves. They are the most cruel of all conquerors.
Well, I know. But Jonah, they're our enemies. How do you expect them to act?
Well, I expect any man to act like a human being. I expect them to respect the image of God in another person. I expect them to feel some compassion for other people.
Many enemies are like that. They just want to kill the ones they consider enemies, or conquer them, or take what they have.
You really don't understand, do you? These men delight in causing excruciating pain to the ones they fight against. They love to reduce men to animals and reduce life to hatred and fear. They torture people right in the city, and people gather to watch this spectacle. Do you know what it feels like? Do you know what it feels like to be skinned alive? They take pride in their ability to be cruel, and it drives them on. It drives them to greater evil because they feel more powerful as they carry out their cruelties.
No. I don't know what it feels like. But it must be so horrible. I'm sorry, Jonah. I guess I don't let myself consider it the way you do. I'm just trying to comfort you a little bit.
Comforted? How can I be comforted? How? When I know men go out of their way to torture other men and make others fear them. How can I be comforted? They want people to think they are great and all they have to make them famous is their incredible cruelty. How can I let people think they are great? How can I just ignore that kind of behavior? I have to call upon our God to bring about justice. They deserve to be destroyed. They are full of hate and brutality.
I guess I thought all war was like that. Men killing other men.
It is. It's all horrible. But when you go out of your way to do such unspeakable things to men so that everyone everywhere trembles at your name, it goes beyond war. It's a crime against God Himself.
Yes. I can imagine he is as enraged as you are. And I'm afraid when I'm just disobedient that he will bring the judgment I know I deserve. But I'm always thankful when he does because I know I deserved it.
That's the difference, Ohavi. That's the difference. You know you deserve it. They have gone so far, they think it's their right to treat men the way they do. They're proud of it. They have human skulls of the people they have tortured to death decorating the walls of their city. They do it on purpose, so men everywhere will fear them and do what they want them to do. They think it's normal, but it isn't. Men shouldn't want to hurt other men.
I know it isn't right, Jonah, but sometimes I want to hurt someone who I think is hurting me, or someone I love. Don't you ever feel that way?
Maybe you do understand more than I do. Thank you, Ohavi.
Well, I'd better go, Jonah. Please try to get some rest.
Rest, yes. Rest. I'll try. Thank you for being my friend, Ohavi. Thank you.
Good night, Jonah.
Oh, Yahweh! Please bring about justice! I know I'm not perfect in my love, but please bring upon Nineveh what they deserve. They are so wicked. They can't even be called human beings. I can't bear it that they would continue to live.
You must understand, Jonah, that not all men have seen what you have seen. All men deserve a chance to see, a chance to change. Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against
no.
it. For their wickedness has
no.
come up before me.
Please, no! I can't! I can't go to that terrifying city! I can't go to that people! Please don't send me to speak to them! They should already be judged! Please, don't you understand?
Abounding in mercy, slow to anger, he heals our diseases. He has not dealt with us according to the number of our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities.
Jonah was desperate. If God was sending him to speak to Nineveh, then there was still hope for Nineveh. Jonah writhed inside against that thought. There shouldn't be any hope for the Assyrians. They were wicked. They were incredibly cruel and disgusting. He couldn't go speak to them and give them that hope of repentance. He had no compassion on men who delighted in being wicked. What could he do? Where could he go? Where could he flee to? Joppa. Yes, he would go to Tarshish and find a ship leaving for Joppa. He could hide in Joppa.
The west and set my sails upon the mighty sea. Alone on the water, life is best away from society. Other men can toil all day. I'll take their money and sail away. Trust in the God of the wind that drives the
seaport was teeming with activity. Jonah couldn't help getting excited with all the action. So many things to see. He had hoped that he could escape to Joppa. Escape from God?
Sir, is this ship going to Joppa?
No, that one over there be going to Joppa.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Excuse me, sir. Is this ship bound for Joppa?
Yes, we're loading now, and we'll be leaving with the tide in the wee hours of the morning.
Can I pay a fare to go along with you?
Get those boxes below!
Well, the captain is always willing to bring on more profit. But, why you'd want to come along on a ship like this is hard for me to reckon.
Come on there, sailor!
He's over there on the bow. You can come aboard.
You think
aboard
this is a picnic?
Is the ship seaworthy? What do you mean, a ship like this one?
No, I don't mean nothing. I have to get back to work. I shouldn't be talking so much.
No, tell me. What did you mean?
Look, I don't know you. And I don't have any reason for telling you things. I have to get back to work. The captain is over there.
I just wanted to know if the ship was safe to sail on, that's all.
Well, I plan on going on it, but you can make your own choices.
Okay, great. If it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me.
Odd duck, that one.
Hello, sir. Are you the captain?
I am. Who would be asking?
My name is Jonah. Would I be able to come along your ship?
What is your destination?
Well, sir, I mean to go to Joppa.
That's where we're going.
Well, that's what they told me, so I wanted to go along.
You don't look like much of a sailing man. The passage is a bit pricey if you're not going to work.
Move! Get moving!
No, I'm not a sailing man.
Lash those boxes down!
But I just need to go to Joppa. I'll pay what you require.
Well, that's being the case. You're welcome to go below. Stow your things, if you have any.
Watch your steps, you landlubber!
I only brought a few things. I won't take up much space.
Good thing. I have a lot of cargo on this voyage. You can go below, find a place to roll out your mat. We sail with the tide. The winds are favorable, so may it be a good voyage.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, sir. Here's your fee.
Very well. Go on with you. I have work to do.
Yes, thank you. I'll be right back. I just go to the gangplank where I left my bags. Thank you again, sir.
Bring those bales over on the other side.
Well, hello again. I'm going with you.
Good for you. Glad it worked out. It really is a good ship. I don't mean to scare you. It's just talk. I'm not used to anybody listening to what I say. It's just, all ships are pretty rough. A sailor's life is pretty rough.
I always listen to people. Our people value human beings. I guess everyone's life can have its rough spots.
Value human beings? I haven't seen too much of that. You look pretty valued, pretty comfortable. What brings you out to the sea? You don't look much like a sailor.
That's funny, that's what the captain said too.
Well, it's none of my business anyway. Do what you have to do. Gotta get to work, I'll see you.
No, I'm sorry, I know you were just interested. It's all right. I guess I have troubles. I have troubles I am running away from.
But well, watch out or you may find yourself running into troubles. That is the way things are. You run one way, you should be running another. Then, smash.
You may be more right than you realize. Is it that obvious?
Oh, don't get mystical on me. Nothing is obvious. I'm just talking about life. You are pretty tense.
I guess I'm just a little jumpy. Someone told me to go one way, and I'm going the other. So I do feel a little uneasy about it all.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yes, I understand. I'm sorry. I mean, thanks for listening. I mean, well, I'll see you later.
Odd duck. Hope he isn't a bad sign. I sure feel creepy now. Whew. But that thing of valiant human beings, that is novel for sure.
Flower fades and it is gone.
the ship set out to sea. Soon a great wind was hurled upon the sea, and the ship seemed as if it was going to break apart.
Drop the sails, haul those lines, hurl them overboard, and that everything. We have to save this ship. We're too heavy in this swell. We're taking on too much water.
How can we throw a man into the sea? You will surely drown.
Swim? No one can swim in that sea.
I know. I deserve to die.
There must be something else we can do, man. Pull!
Yes, man, pull!
Nothing will help. I can tell you.
Pull, man! It's to no avail. We will break apart at the next wave. We have no choice.
Jonah!
Bring him over to the rail.
I can't escape your judgment.
Cry out, man. Maybe your God will value you and help you.
He can't. I deserve to die. Just like the Assyrians.
We earnestly pray, O sovereign, do not let us perish on account of this man's life. Do not put innocent blood on us, as we don't want to throw him overboard. But what else can we do? You have caused this storm. You can save him if you wish. You are powerful over land and sea.
Oh, my mighty and powerful God, you have thrown me into the deep, into the heart of the sea. If there is any mercy, please, please save me.
Stop the sea from raging. Quick, man, get an animal to sacrifice, quick! He might get mad at one of us.
Jonah said he was the god of the land and the sea.
The sea stopped its raging, and the men feared the sovereign greatly. And they offered a sacrifice to the sovereign and made vows. They stared into the waves for some sight of Jonah, but the sea was silent and gave out no secrets. And secrets there were. 3 days and 3 nights passed.
Thank you. it is so nice to walk on the beach again.
I wonder what that storm washed up. We always find such interesting things on the beach after.
Maybe we'll find some new shells or plants.
Or maybe a big ship. My cousin said sometimes big ships crash on the shore.
It could be almost anything. That was such a strong storm. It was so incredibly fierce, and then it just stopped so suddenly.
Please don't talk about it. It makes me so afraid.
Oh, look! What is it?
It looks like a man.
Oh, my! That's disgusting! Don't look! Run to your father!
We must do something.
Is he alive?
I think he is, but his clothing is eaten away. What happened to him? It looks as if he was dead and he crawled out of the sea.
Look at all the seaweed and sand in his hair.
His skin peeled away. His body is blotchy over all his parts.
What could have happened to him?
Look at his legs. There's blood oozing from his legs and his feet.
Oh, look. The blood is trickling down his cheek. He must be alive.
What happened to his clothes? They are shreds of slime.
Look, he is moving. He's trying to speak.
I need some water. Some water, please.
Look at his face. His lips are so swollen he can hardly move them. Quick, run for some water from the well.
What happened to you? Who are you? Where'd you come from?
Water. Water.
Yes,
please.
Someone's getting you water. Just rest. We will help you.
Should we help him? What if he's a criminal who was supposed to die in the sea?
Oh, Father, I'm so glad you came.
Here, drink this water. It will help you.
No, please help me.
Who are you? Why are you in the sea? Did someone throw you in it to die?
Are you an evil man?
Please help me.
We are going to help you. Calm down. It is time enough for the story once he has drunk his fill.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. My God has had mercy on me. I don't deserve it.
What do you deserve?
Oh, there is so much to say.
Here, help me get him into the shade of these trees.
Ow! Ow, my legs! My legs!
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I just wanted to get you into the shade.
Your legs are raw and bleeding. No wonder they hurt so much. What happened to you?
I was swallowed. I was swallowed by a great fish. No, it's true. I stayed in the belly of that fish for 3 days and 3 nights. I could hardly move. I could hardly breathe. I was crushed in his belly.
Look at him! Can it be true?
Something terrible happened to him, that is for sure.
The fish helped me. I was drowning, and I cried out to my God to deliver me. I sank into the heart of the sea, and the seaweed entangled my legs. My lungs were bursting, trying to breathe.
How could you live for 3 days and 3 nights in a fish?
That's what I mean. I wouldn't have lived if the fish hadn't swallowed me. As horrible as it was, I could breathe. Every breath smelled like vomit. But I was alive.
That's why his hair is white like snow. It's bleached from the fish's belly juices.
Yes, I pleaded with my God to forgive me for trying to go my own way and ignore his will for me. I was at the roots of the mountains in the depths of the sea. But he still knew where I was.
Oh, I don't know. Come on. Can you believe this? Could this be after all 3 days and 3 nights?
He did.
He helped you?
I never thought being swallowed by a fish could have been a good thing.
That is so hard to believe.
What else could have happened to make him look as he does?
I believe him.
I vowed to thank him for his faithfulness to me. I was without hope, and he delivered me.
What will you do now?
I will do what my God has called me to do. This time, I will obey him.
As far as the east is from the west, so far has our God taken away our sins from us. As a father has pity on his child, so our God has tender mercy for those who fear him.
Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the sovereign. When he arrived at Nineveh, he saw the skulls lining the walls, and his tongue went dry. He saw the guards and the 100-foot walls, but this time he didn't care. He had been in what was like death and was delivered. Remembering how Yahweh had forgiven him, he asked for a way to be most effective. He walked in the streets and talked with everyone he met. People stared at the horror that was before them. What was this man saying who hardly looked alive? His words were even more terrifying.
People of Nineveh, you are powerful now, but in 40 days, Nineveh will be overthrown.
Overthrown by whom? We're the most powerful nation on the earth.
Who are you?
I was delivered from the belly of a fish
what?
To come and to warn you of this coming disaster to your city.
A belly of a fish? Like, where is this fish?
Are you a god bringing disaster upon us?
Why is this happening?
You are guilty. Guilty of horrible cruelty to human beings. You have forgotten the image of God. You think you can treat people however you want to and that there are no consequences. But there are. God will not be mocked. Your city will be destroyed. Your anger and hatred will be recompensed.
We didn't do anything wrong. We're just protecting ourselves.
No! Face your sin. You have delighted in making people writhe in pain. You have made a celebration out of hurting people and using them for entertainment. You don't care anything about them as people who are just like you. They are just as valuable as you are. You are no better than they that you should treat them in this way.
You wait and see. Your skull will be up there with the rest of them.
Our king will destroy you. Wait, listen to him. It is true what he is saying. What if we were the ones being captured?
You have to face the evil you have created. You are going to be destroyed.
What can we do? How can we be saved? Listen to him. He has the look of the gods.
You don't deserve to be saved. But if God will listen to you, he will have to know that you are as serious in your repentance as you were in the evil that you rejoiced in.
We are serious. We don't want to be destroyed.
Look at him. What is he saying?
Draw near. Let's listen.
He said we'll be destroyed in 40 days.
Destroyed by whom? By his God.
Look at him. If his God does that to his servants, what will he do to his enemies?
We are a powerful people. Don't even listen to him.
You fool! Look at him. He's telling the truth.
What can we do? I have heard he is a merciful God who respects repentance. We have to go to the king and warn him.
I've heard the Hebrews wear sackcloth and ashes, and he hears them.
There's hope if he will hear us. Please go to the king and tell him all that you've told us.
The people of Nineveh believed in God, and they called a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them.
king, Jonah is here with a message from the God of Israel.
I have heard of this man who comes from the dead. Stay here with your sword and let us hear his message.
I don't come here to you on my own volition, but I've been sent from the God of Israel. I fled to the sea to avoid speaking these words to you, but a great storm prevented me from traveling on to Joppa. The men aboard the ship threw me overboard to quiet the storm, and as soon as I sank below the sea and the waters became calm, I sank to the roots of the earth, and a great fish swallowed me.
Fish?
After 3 days and 3 nights, I cried out to our God, and he delivered me in his great mercy onto the shores of the sea. And again, he commanded me to come to you and speak these things to the people of Nineveh. Please hear my words without accounting them to my name.
Speak your message. It seems costly enough to hear.
The God of Israel has bid me to say to you and to all of the people of Nineveh, you are powerful now, but in 40 days, Nineveh will be overthrown.
Wait, don't leave. Is that all? Is there no way to appease your God? Has he no mercy? He granted mercy to you and allowed you to be swallowed by a great fish, and then for that fish to throw you up onto the dry land. Will he not have mercy on me and my city?
That is his choice, not mine.
What do your cities do when they want mercy from your God?
They fast, they pray, they wear sackcloth and ashes.
And does he hear them?
He has, if they turn from their wicked ways.
Guards, find me sackcloth and ashes. Bring them to me and send out this royal proclamation. In Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let man, beast, herd, or flock taste a thing. Do not let them eat or drink water, but both man and beast must be covered with sackcloth. And let men call on God earnestly. In that way, each may turn from his wicked way and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows? God may turn and relent and withdraw his burning anger so that we shall not perish.
No!
Just as Jonah feared, when God saw their deeds, that they had turned from their wicked ways, he relented concerning the calamity which he had declared he would bring upon them, and he did not do it.
Please, Sovereign, was this not what I said while I was still in my own country? Therefore, in order to forestall this, I fled to Tarshish. For I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and one who relents concerning calamity. Therefore now, O Sovereign, please take my life from me, for death is better to me than life. I cannot live with this people. It is not right.
Do you have good reason to be angry?
Then Jonah went out from the city and sat east of it. There he made a shelter for himself and sat under it in the shade until he could see what would happen in the city. Jonah sat there in such discomfort, miserable inside and out, until something strange and wonderful started to happen.
Why, look at this amazing plant. It was so tiny just this morning, just a little shoot. And throughout the day, it has grown up right here. By my head. It is so delicate, so beautiful, and yet already it cools my face from the burning sun. How can this be? It is so pleasant to me.
My ravaged skin is at peace at last.
All that day, Jonah enjoyed the beauty of the plant. A small thing to distract him from his great suffering over the Assyrians. Jonah was so thankful there was still something beautiful in the world. Somehow, it made him deeply happy and comforted.
It seems so strange that I value such a plant. And yet, it gives me hope somehow. Oh, my beautiful plant. You greet me with the new day. But what is this? Something! Something has been eating at your stalk! I already see the death that is at work in you. The scorching wind is building, and you are withering away before my eyes.
Jonah wept and lay down in his misery. The heat of the day was baking his head into an agony of pain, and his thoughts were filled with turmoil. What could all this mean?
Death! Death is better to me than life! Why did my plant have to die? It was such a comfort to me.
Do you have good reason to be angry about the plant?
I have good reason to be angry, even to death. It did nothing wrong. It should not have to die. Can't you have mercy on it and let it live? I need its shade. It's useful to me.
You had compassion on the plant for which you did not work and which you did not cause to grow, which came up overnight and perished overnight. And should I not have compassion on Nineveh, the great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know the difference between their right and left hand, as well as many animals? Don't you understand my heart even now? I love these living things which I have made more than you loved your plant that comforted you. I love all of mankind. I want to teach them so they can live.
Nineveh indeed repented, and God held back the judgment against them for 200 years until their wickedness again overtook them.
Like the